Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to the IRIB English Radio, and this is the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems, questions, and issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their offspring. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations of Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, and his purified progeny. We have with us in studio today our guest speaker, Brother Al-Musawi. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
A very warm welcome to the program Islamic Upbringing.
It's always a pleasure being here.
Thank you so much for being with us. Well, in the previous sessions, we discussed about the signs that could indicate a child is going through some problems and issues. And the most important thing, we said that ignoring those signs could end up into more trouble. It could end up into a very big problem and issues. And what we could do is that eradicate the roots rather than treating the branch, as Brother Musawi rightly put it. So, brother, how do we rebuild our child's behavior?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to rebuilding a child's behavior, I mean, it's essential that to keep in mind that we constantly need to rebuild, because we live in a very destructive society.
Yeah.
The society is destructive, the media is destructive, the schools that our kids go to now is destructive, the friends are very destructive.
Yeah.
So we need to be constantly rebuilding.
Yeah.
And as we mentioned before, rebuilding always harder than building, because not only you have to demolish, but you have to rebuild.
Yeah.
Well, building is just building. So rebuilding is always harder. So it requires constant, constant maintenance.
Yeah.
So building our children, it should be a duty that as parents we do on a daily basis, if we don't want to say monthly basis or yearly basis or whenever there's a problem. So we need to constantly rebuild our child's behavior. Before even rebuilding, this is something that's very important, that as parents, we need to, how should I put this? We need to reevaluate our own thinking, our own mindset, because
right,
a lot of parents don't look at the child from their bright perspective,
yeah,
right? So, for example, a lot of people don't understand that the child himself is a trust, is an amana,
right? From
given
Allah
to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah.
And that's with an amana, it needs to be taken care of. So if I give you, let's say, $1,000 as an amana trust, I mean, obviously, you need to keep it in a place where it's safe,
yeah,
where no one touches it, no one takes it, and at least you yourself don't use it. You know what I mean? Because I have trust in you.
Yeah.
That's why I have given to you. So your responsibility and your duty is to take care of it. So our children, if we don't see them as an amana, that's a problem, because a lot of people and a lot of parents see their children as an ownership, as an item. He's my child. I can do whatever you do with him. So, you know, sometimes when you see, we see this all the time, when a parent, for example, outside hits his child or he yells at his child and someone tries to help and he's like, it's not your business, he's my child. Don't get involved.
Yes.
No, he's not your child. He's not my child. Your children, my children, they're not mine. They're not yours. They're God's.
Okay.
Right? So unless we have to see them in this regard, that they are God's children,
Amana,
then the obviously trust. That puts a lot of pressure on me that I need to take care of.
Yes.
Right? So when I know that this child is God's amana with me, then I'm not dealing with him as mine, I'm dealing with him as God's.
Yes.
So it makes a huge difference. For example, if I go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it Mecca itself, the Kaaba, yeah. or a masjid,
yeah.
because it's considered the house of Allah, it has certain conditions. For example, you should not allow impurity or najasa to yeah. be in the masjid. If something happens, it needs to be removed immediately.
Immediately.
Right? Why? Because, just a ground. Yeah. It's just a building. But it takes its holiness
yeah.
from being attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Still,
so exactly. we constantly are required to maintain the masjid because yeah. it belongs to Allah. The child
but
is
the same.
Same
does not go with our own home or like own house.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
But when it comes to our children, though, it does. Because he's an amana from Allah subhanahu
from
wa ta'ala.
Allah subhanahu
he's a creation of Allah.
Yeah.
As we say, they are the children of Allah.
Yeah.
Then our requirement becomes a lot heavier. So
yes.
unless, as parents, we change our mindset and how we think of our children, nothing's mm-hmm. going to be done.
Yeah.
We won't take them as serious as they should.
I'll be talking to you after a short break. Stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about rebuilding a child's behavior. Brother, you said that things that belong to Allah, we deal with them differently, and things that belong to us personally, we deal with them differently. And we need to understand this mindset. We need to re-evaluate our own mindset and know that our children are not our personal property, but they are amana. They are
yes.
a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and deal with them accordingly.
Exactly. So this is the first thing that we need to keep in mind when it comes to rebuilding. Another thing that we need to keep in mind when it comes to rebuilding, because like I said, sometimes I always mention this, that before you build, you need to have the blueprints. You need to have the designs before
yes.
you build. Otherwise, you can't build. So with parents, the first stage to having good, happy, natural, healthy kids is depends on you as a parent.
Yes.
How much do you know? How much do you...
how much you educated yourself in that regard?
Exactly. So you it depends on you as a parent, as a father or a mother, of how much you're willing to give back to your children and how much you're willing to learn in order for you to save your kid.
Yes.
Your kids. So first, understand they are mana from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two, you need to understand they are children... are adults in the future, right?
Yes.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them dignity and has given them honor.
Yeah.
So Allah in the Quran says, Karamna bani Adam. We have elevated the status of the son of Adam or have glorified the sons of Adam. These children are actually honored in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam gave children a great position. You know what I mean? So they are... Even Islam, it created a sense of respect for them,
yeah.
that they need to be respected, they need to be taken care of, that they are human beings. Thus, whatever becomes harmful to them, which is bad behavior, right?
Yeah.
We as parents need to fix that because we need to make sure that this child always remained at least, you know, glorified in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because at the end of the day, he is the khalifa of Allah.
Yes.
We are all khalifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Definitely.
So I need to create and maintain this khalifa of Allah in the best of forms.
Yes.
Not just to let him go and do whatever he wants. I'm like, ah, it's okay, he'll, you know. No, it doesn't work like that. So as parents, not only we need to understand that he is a creation of Allah, he's an aman and trust, but he's also honored and glorified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Three, we need to understand that educating them
Yes.
Teaching them morals, teaching them ethics, teaching them Islam, teaching them manners are actually a duty upon the parents.
Yes.
It's not, as like I said in the other episode, it's not a recommendation. It's in fact a duty.
Yes.
Unless a person, or I mean a parent, feels that sense of duty, then nothing's going to happen.
Nothing is going to happen.
Because the majority of parents that we see in this society, that they leave things to chance.
Yes.
They leave it to the community, to the environment, to the school, to everything to raise a child except for them.
Except for themselves.
They don't mind putting their kids in front of a TV 24/7 as long as they get a peace of mind.
And that's unfortunate.
No. So educating your children is not something that you should do whenever you feel like it. It's actually a duty. You must. You have to.
Yes. So I'll be talking to you after a short break. The listeners, stay tuned to IRIB English Radio.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, Honor your children and teach them good manners.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. We're talking about rebuilding child's behavior. And Brother Musavi said so far that the first and the foremost thing we need to understand is that a child is not a personal property, but he's amana, trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these same children are going to be adults in the future, so we need to upbring them in the very keeping in mind this very point, and it's our duty to educate them in terms of like be that morality or different things. So educating a child is not only a duty of a community, of a school, or some particular guide. Parents play a wider role.
And lastly, in this regard, I just also want to mention one point, is that when it comes to children, if we have a child with bad behavior, I mean, this is also when it comes to the mindset of the parents. When you have a child with bad behavior, you need to keep in mind that such bad behaviors create a sense of, at least, if I want to simply put it, a sense of unhappiness.
Yes.
A child with bad behavior is a child who is not happy, who is not enjoying life as it should be, is not enjoying his childhood as it should be. And therefore, we are responsible for his happiness. If he's not happy, I'm responsible. So in the three things that we, or four things that I just mentioned, we are responsible. Be it the fact that he's a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it the fact he's honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or be it the fact that his education is a requirement, or be it the fact that I need to make him happy. These are all requirements that I need to make sure are done for the child, at least to bring him to an age where he can rely on himself. So even this is basically what Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, that you have to leave him for 7, educate him for 7, become friend with him for 7. Once he becomes 21, then it's up to him. Then he makes his own road. So basically 21 years is how much you need, how much effort you need to put into a child.
Yes.
It gets a lot easier as he gets older, but the more sensitive years are the first 7 years of the child's life, because this is where he adopts most of his feelings, most of his education, most of his manners. Everything gets created in the first 7 years. So it's very important that whatever behavior the child is going through and he's facing, that we need to make sure that we eradicate and we try to rebuild.
Yes.
So we need to come up with ways to fix it and rebuild it again. And this child that we're having, sometimes we look at one of his behavior and we say, well, that's a minor behavior. It's not a big thing. The reality is not. All these tiny behaviors, they end up becoming
very big issues.
Big as they grow older. And not only he will affect himself, but he will affect the society that he lives in.
Yes.
So these will always come back and either hurt the child himself or the society that he lives in.
Yes. Well, thank you, brother, for being with us. Thank you so much for giving us such useful information. That's really, really useful. That's going to help a lot of parents. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact us. Please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. You can also find us on social media platforms by searching Call of Islam Radio. You can also listen to our sessions again on our official website, that's parstoday.com. Go to Call of Islam. Until another session, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.